I'd like to thank you, United Kingdom, for the clarification. I did not understand what they were referring to in terms of equivalence. Yes, that's acceptable, because we do not want to elevate the burden. And we hope to be able to get there for sustainability. And we understand that interoperability will help that terrifically. IFRS Foundation, through ISSB, has already been using some kind of guidance. So, for example, if you are using the European standard, how to set it in order to avoid the burden of having to do the work all over again in order to comply with ISSB and vice versa. So I understand that better now, and I really appreciate the comment. I'd like to make also use of the opportunity, Mr. Chairman, to discuss the comment of my colleague from Colombia. Why it is ISSB standard setter is addressed to the financial. Maybe it would be important for us to recover a little bit the history of this process that we are living now. It all started with integrated reporting. Integrated reporting started a movement called Corporate Reporting Directive, when they put the standard setter together, not only for the financial, but also those who are providing a standard for reporting sustainability, in order to avoid this mismatch, avoid this problem. And exactly because, as you mentioned, in the academic side, many think that sustainability reporting is just for marketing and not to report everything. The decision was to find a way of using financial statements, as it is the idea of integrated reporting, as a basis for us to anchor the reliability of sustainability information. And that's why ISSB standards are addressed to investors, because they are not reporting on sustainability. They are actually reporting on the effect of sustainability aspect over the financial statements. And that's why they have the same basis for reporting that the financial reports have. And that's why it is addressed to investors. Thank you.